If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
I think for the first time in my life, I had food poisoning this weekend. I think I had some bad oysters on Friday night.
First time ever?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm like knocking on something right now.
Well done.
I don't think I've ever had food poisoning before. But I had a friend who was like bad after we went out on Friday night and both ate the same seafood and the same oysters. And then mine wasn't as bad, but I was like pretty much down and out on Saturday. And I was reading actually as I was lying in bed feeling so sorry for myself. Being like, you know, the next time I feel well, I will not take that for granted. About this woman from Scotland. Her name is Joke. Cameron. And number one, it's a really interesting story. And number two, I was like, I wish I was her right now, because she's one of only two people in the whole world who have a very rare genetic mutation, which means they virtually never feel pain. No pain ever.
Wow. It's like superhero strength kind of thing.
Yeah. It wasn't until she was 65 and she had a serious surgery, and the doctors realized after she like came to after being put out that she didn't need any painkillers after a really serious operation.
She just got up and walked away.
Exactly. So they sent her for a bunch of tests. But I mean, even during childbirth, she said childbirth was actually quite enjoyable and she did not feel any pain at all.
Is it out yet? I don't know.
Tell me when we're done.
Would you like that though? Would you like to feel no pain? Because it could be dangerous when you think about it.
Yeah, when you first said this, I thought, yeah, that'd be so cool. Like, I'd get my friends and like, come on, hit me as hard as you can, and be like this weird, sick, fun party trick. But that, yeah, when you think about it, pain's a warning sign to tell you that something might be wrong and you should, you know, get something checked out perhaps. So yeah, that could be really, really dangerous. You think about, yeah, you weren't feeling well, and how did you know? Because your stomach hurt, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that among other symptoms.
We'll stick with the stomach. Go with the stomach.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, you'd have to be more careful. In one sense, you think, like, I could just live however I want and not have to worry. But you'd have to be more careful, because if you're on fire, like, and you don't feel it until it's way too late, right?
I don't know. I mean, I've always wanted to try parkour, and I think that if I felt no pain, maybe that would be a good...
Maybe, but then if you like break an arm and you don't know, then it could like not heal properly, for instance.
But I wouldn't feel it.
The part about this that I would really like, she said, on top of the fact that she never feels any physical pain, she never feels any fear or anxiety. That would be amazing.
Okay, that's...
You could do some amazing things on this planet if you literally never felt any fear or anxiety.
So she's
about
probably
anything.
Like the most confident woman on the face of the planet, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool.
And she's got kids. Imagine that being your mom, because they'd be scared of nothing. Like
tough shoes to fill.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
Why are you always so cool, mom? You never worry about anything.
Not even cool, but also never giving in. Like never being stressed. You know how? Think back in the day when you were stressing your mom out, and you look in her eyes, and you're like, "She's about to lose it, isn't she? She's about to lose it." Like that would never happen with this mom, because she's scared of nothing and anxious about nothing.
So as opposed to being stressed out because you can't feel any pain and therefore you'll never know if anything's wrong, she never even gets stressed out about being stressed out that she can't feel any pain. And not knowing anything's wrong.
No worries.
Oh, my God.
Motherhood goals.
No worries at all. Her name is Joe Cameron. She's only one of two people in the entire world, by the way, again, who have that genetic mutation. So it's not going to change for us anytime soon. So be careful.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So I was reading this yesterday in the Gazette, and they basically were saying that, you know, when millennials were children, so back in the 80s and 90s, their parents all pretty much all wore suits to work. Like they got up and saw their parents put on the same sort of like corporate or professional uniform and go to work. But they're saying that that same generation probably has never had to do it for themselves, and that people are dressing far more casually now than they did even 10 or 15 years ago. And the whole dress code thing is kind of becoming a bit of a thing of the past, the idea that you have to dress a certain way for work. And I was thinking, is that necessarily a good thing that we're completely maybe soon getting rid of the idea that there's some sort of way you have to dress for work?
I don't know if it's, you know, necessarily one of those things where everybody needs to go to work in a suit and tie, or, you know, fancy dress with really expensive, you know, shoes or whatnot. But I do think that a dress code, or at least showing some respect for your job in the way you dress,
is an important thing. This is going to be a weird example, but there's a movie called The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert De Niro, he's retired. He's, you know, done pretty well for himself, but he just wants something to keep him going, keep him motivated. So he takes an internship job, and the night before, he's laying out a suit and tie. And he knows that this job isn't that big of a deal to him, but it's the respect that he shows the job. It's a meaningful thing to him, and he wants to, you know, he just wants to present himself in a respectful manner. And I think that's pretty cool. I think it's a good thing to give yourself the best possible shot.
People are going to love this. They're actually saying that like fewer and fewer workplaces are enforcing this like strict business dress code idea. And they said it's actually a need to accommodate the growing proportion of millennials in the workforce. Like basically they already make up the biggest proportion in the workforce and they're sort of having to like shift things a little bit to make them happier. I mean, another good point is that fashion has changed. So what might have been considered like fashionable or dress code appropriate back in the day might be a little bit different. You know, you can see somebody in a pair of black jeans now and like a tucked in gray shirt and some booties, and you may think they're casual, but that was like a $400 outfit too, right?
I mean, if you're working, you know, 40, 50 hours a week, like dress for comfort. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, the guy's a quadrillionaire.
Well, we're not all Mark
Zuckerberg. Yeah, exactly. They say to dress for the part that you want. I mean, his part is okay, and he wears a hoodie and jeans every day. I mean, I remember when I had a job and I did have to follow a dress code, I was uncomfortable with the shirt tucked in, the pants. Everything just wasn't comfortable. And so I would have preferred to just be allowed to wear what I wanted to all the time.
Maybe comfort isn't a good thing, though. Maybe you're not doing your best work when you just feel comfortable all the time. Because they've done so many studies and they say that productivity goes up when people are dressing better. People respect you more. People make more money when they're better dressed as well. Like, you think that just anybody should be able to wear a hoodie to work anytime, any place?
Except for financial advisors.
Oh, exactly.
Because I don't want someone putting my life savings into an account who's wearing like a Def Leppard t-shirt, okay?
Going to the Scorpion show tonight?
What about a real estate agent?
No. It's fine.
They can wear a hoodie. That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Wow.
I want someone I can relate to.
Yeah, it's almost like a rebellious way of rebelling against your parents. I know my parents, when I was a kid, my dad always went to work every single day. Suit and tie. Mm-hmm. He would, you know, briefcase in hand. That was how he dressed for work.
My mom, too. Those shoulder pads, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never
forget.
They were high.
Boxy shoulder pads. They were in.
So what do you think? Should dress codes be a thing of the past? We're getting a lot of texts at 92925.
Yeah, this one says, I actually kind of agreed with what Sam was saying. I think that it is appropriate to wear hoodies to your workplace no matter the job you have, unless, of course, they have inappropriate logos or words on it.
And Simona actually says that she loves her job even more because they're so casual about what she can wear, and that you can show signs of respect to your colleagues and to other people working with you outside of what you wear day to day.
Yeah, it's not only like a respect thing, though, but it's just like a morale thing. It's like what you feel good about, I think. Like somebody said, if someone is a lawyer, I'm going in to like have them help me do something important in my life, or if they're saving my life, I don't want that happening by somebody who's wearing a black hoodie and pink pants.
Yeah, no
like
thanks.
Like if they show up.
I know, but judge them by their actions, not by what they're wearing. There's so many ways to gauge productivity. I mean, just by how they look is
first
just,
impressions count.
One aspect.
Nancy, what do you think?
Oh, well, I think that it's important to represent yourself well.
Right.
I think that, you have to dress according to, you know, the way you're representing your company, I mean, or whatever. The better you dress, the better you feel, the better you're, like you said, you're more productive.
Yes, Sam.
So I think it's super important. I mean, I used to work in a company, we used to have casual Fridays, which was great. You know, like one day a week, I think it's fine to
let your hair down.
Exactly.
You can't discriminate. I mean, I feel my best when I'm wearing my yoga pants, you know?
But we don't feel our best around you when you're wearing
well,
that's
your problem.
It's about,
be considerate.
It's about morale and the people around you, too.
No, but I think it's important. And I also think that the better you dress, the better you look, the better you feel, you know? And it's a reflection of you.
Yeah, it's the old saying, look good, feel good, right?
Yeah, exactly, 100%.
All right, we're still working on Sam, but we appreciate the help, Nancy.
Thanks, guys.
Have
love
a great
you
day.
Guys.
We love you, too.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
This text says, I'm a millennial and I love my shoulder pads. So do I. But back in the day, they were like law. Like you couldn't not have shoulder pads.
Are they coming back?
They've been back. No, they are back. But before you didn't see a suit without them.
Yeah.
You know, now you can or cannot wear them. And this text said, if we as men have to wear suits, women should have to too. Okay, if I have to wear a skirt, you should have to too then.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah,
you'll be wearing a kilt. I don't think so.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Is it normal for your partner to want to know where you are 24/7 all the time, or would that annoy you? As we know, Lady Gaga broke off her engagement to Christian Carino, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No longer a thing. So we're starting to learn why it didn't work out with them. And this is what I concluded, that he was trying to find her all the time. I'm literally quoting this. These are not my words. He was trying to find her all the time, and he texted her a lot. And, you know, we don't know what went on in the relationship. Maybe he was a bit of a controlling guy. I don't know him at all. But based on that alone, he was trying to find her all the time and texted her a lot. Is that really unreasonable once you're, like, in a relationship and engaged to somebody if they want to know where you are?
So I think knowing where your significant other is kind of an important thing, right? I think for my wife, Kelly, if I say I'm going out tonight, it's important for her to know where I am in case she needs me, in case something is wrong and she needs to know where I was if I didn't come home or something like that. But texting all the time, I think you can be a little bit relaxed on that. If I say I'm going out with the guys, Kelly's not texting me all night long and she's not trying to get a hold of me all night long. She knows where I'm at. She knows what I'm doing. And that's good enough with her.
Sam? I think a little mystery is fun, too. I mean, I pride myself on being in a relationship where we're very independent. And if we want to go out and do our own thing separately, we trust that, you know, that we'll do that responsibly.
So you would go, say you're out before she even gets home from work on a Friday night.
Yeah.
You'll be gone without telling her where or what you're doing or anything like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Come on.
So, yeah, sometimes I will. I don't always necessarily want to bombard her or let her know where I am every moment of the day. But, you know, we'll touch base at some point.
I think it's a respectful thing to do to your significant other, just to let them know. No, just to give them a heads up of where you are. It's just showing them common courtesy.
Not all, but if it's not expected in your relationship, though.
I guess not.
Obviously, Josie would do the same thing, and she'll go out for a Sankaset after work with friends, and you're just... I do know couples like that, you know, where they really schedule their together time together. They're not constantly scheduling things outside. You know what I mean? So their lives are their lives until they have date night or plans together.
I'll come home
and it's
from
very
work
separate.
Sometimes, or she'll come home from work, and I won't be there, and I'll be out, and I will have completely forgotten to tell or where I was, or not a big deal. Like, I'll be home when I'm home, and that's it.
Does it ever annoy her, though? She doesn't.
Of course it does. She's worried that I'm never going to come home.
Exactly.
That's the thing. I think, like, late at night, too, especially if somebody, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and nobody's home. They're late for getting home from work or whatever, even though I just watched the series Dr. Foster. I binged it on the weekend, and he is a lying, cheating guy. And after watching that, I was like, I think I'd like to know where they are all the time, basically. We're getting a lot of texts at 929-925. This one says, Sam, a word of advice, change yourself.
Okay.
That's it.
If I had a nickel.
I like this text. This says, I think that letting your significant other know where you are is a part of respect for the other person. You don't want the other person to be worried. I think that's important. I think it is too.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're worried, though, it could be just a difference between, like, when you're a kid and you're growing up, some kids didn't have to let their parents know where they were, and it had nothing to do with respect. It was just you were allowed to run free. Do you know what I mean? Whereas some parents would say, like, you will tell us every single time. And I do know some relationships like that too, where it's just the expectation isn't there.
But if you give your significant other a reason for them to be worried, then you can't blame them for being on your
worried
back all the time.
Which,
you know?
You have.
Just, you know, I'm just saying randomly.
Which you have. Ross said, control freaks, let people breathe.
Wow.
See, I know, like, one of my best friends, it would be strange if suddenly her boyfriend was like, hey, just go in here, just so you know, this is where I'm going. Like, she would think that's odd because they never really had that kind of relationship.
Yeah. If you know that the person has your best interest at heart, it's one thing. But if you know that they are showing psychotic tendencies and, like, you know, really need to know all the time, then that's a different story.
Holding on a little too tight. Another good point is once you have kids, because then it all changes.
Oh,
you can't just be
you,
like, I'm going to go out and do whatever I want.
Oh, no, you are not.
That ship has sailed.
Another text that's a good point is, how do you plan dinners? That's true. If you don't know who's going to be home for dinner, how do you know what to make and how much to make? How does that work in your house, Sam?
We do Uber Eats. That's,
you do? When you don't cook, it's Uber Eats.
Bring me something back when you come home, whenever that is.
All right. Anyway, Lady Gaga will be engaged again before we know it, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's already engaged. She just got engaged an hour ago.
And then find another reason to break up.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.